What I'm saying
to y'all guys is that you guys don't understand that all y'all have been doing is you have somebody that has been doing what? You have somebody that has been coddling you. You will never be able to learn information by being coddled. Man, let me tell you something. It's one thing to say, I kind of get where you're coming from. All right, let's work on changing you. All this, I'm poor me, the world is against me. Women are terrible. Women are not terrible. Can someone explain to me how people can hate women so bad? Hate women so bad to a point where they not only go their own way, they go out of the country. They come. Okay, guys, let's look at something. Guys, I want to look at something. Let's look at something. It's going to sound crazy. Follow Uncle on this. How is it that if women ain't shit, women are the scourge of the earth, how do these movements get even started? And when you start a movement based off of a woman, who has the power? Instead of just walking away from a bad situation, you generalize women as being the scourge of the earth, and then you create a fucking a club or a cult to prevent you from talking to fucking women? How the fuck, who's got the power? Guys, think about that for a second. Who has the power right now? You're telling me somebody's got you so fucked up, you got to change your name? Somebody's got you so fucked up, you got to go to another country? Somebody's got you so fucked up, you got to create SYSBM? Think about that shit. Is she creating SYSBM? Metal and all that shit. No, she just doing her thing. Walking along, being insecure. Walking along, manipulating her fucking body with fake ass shit. That's all she doing. She ain't doing nothing else. But don't get it twisted. She is like E.T. Now, again, I'm old. E.T. is like an alien and shit. She's studying your fucking ass. She's studying your ways, your mannerisms. She is doing her homework. Don't get that shit twisted. But just because she's unplugged doesn't mean she can be Neo. She can never be Neo in nature with a real man. A real man will never put a woman in position of Neo. Are you fucking kidding me? That goes against the laws of nature. That shit ain't going to ever happen. But she's going to be that way with you. Right? But yeah, but a lot of y'all don't want to admit that shit to yourselves. A lot of you guys don't want to admit that these women are running game on y'all motherfuckers so good that y'all don't even see what the fuck is happening to you. Right, Whiskey. That's the key. If they don't have a manual on a man, then how can they make the necessary moves to check a man, to make a man submit, to make a man do what she wants him to do? That shit ain't going down that way, man. Y'all got the game all fucked up because these motherfuckers y'all listening to ain't got an ounce again. Man, who complains about shit? Who does that? Tell me, guys. Tell me. I am going to tell y'all some shit that I know y'all don't want to hear, and I hate, you know what, if there's anything I hate doing this, what I'm about to do right now. Fucking hate it. And quote me on this. I hate it. Matter of fact, I hate myself for this. And I think once the show is over with, I'm going to go in the shower, get in the fetal position, scrub myself, and I might be crying in the corner because I hate what I'm about to do. I'm just fucking with y'all. I hate this shit. I hate this shit, what I'm about to tell you. God damn, dude. Look, the truth of the matter is this. Women are just women. There's nothing special about a woman, okay? So if there's nothing special about a woman, why would one be so adamant to make her special by creating a club based off of her when she ain't shit? Why would one do that? Why would one dog out women? This show, listen, one thing we do here, we don't dog women out. Man, there's no reason to dog women out. Because a woman is no concern to me walking up a fucking anthill. It's just, that's why, see guys, that's why real motherfuckers don't talk about bullshit, dog. A real motherfucker ain't concerned about a woman. Because a real motherfucker doesn't care about the end result when it comes to women. He ain't sweating her like y'all motherfuckers are. He don't give a fuck what happens. What happens is what happens, man. What is he supposed to do? Get mad and cry because a woman's not interested in him? Well, guess what? God damn it. This is what I hate about me about to tell you about this shit about women. I hate this shit. If there's anything I hate is what I'm about to tell you right now. I hate this shit. I hate talking about it. It's disgusting, but it's something y'all need to hear, man. Those goddamn women are allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. And that's the truth. She doesn't have to like you. Who the fuck do you think you are to make you think that you're so fucking special and she has to like your ass? The fuck are you? The fuck do you think you are? She's allowed to say no to you. She's allowed to reject you. Fuck, she's even allowed to use your ass if you allow her to. So why the fuck are you getting mad? You getting mad because she wants to date somebody else other than you who's got the balls to put her in her fucking place? You want to get mad at her because she found someone better than you? You want to get mad because of hypergamy? You want to get mad because she's moving up in the world and going to leave your sorry ass behind? Oh, boo-hoo. Let's cry together. You want to get upset because of her hypergamous nature? Because she can move up? Then let me ask you, motherfucker, something. What about your hypergamous nature and you moving up, motherfucker? Why? Because you never believed you could. So you ain't even thinking that deep. Because if you knew that you can move up, you wouldn't be using that stupid-ass word. That made-up word. That fake-ass word. You wouldn't be using it because you just would do it. A to B. Nah, Theo, can't let you get away with that one, brother. You know what? Life, women, men, wait. Life, the game, women, other men, and lions got to say to what you said, Theo. They saying, fuck your ego and fuck your fragile self. Do you see what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck about how... Wait, Wait a second, Mr. Lyon. Before you eat me, you got to understand something. I couldn't outrun you because the day when I was trolloping my ass through the woods, I tripped and fell over Mr. Turtle and my ankle's hurting. Can you please let me go? Because I'm kind of fragile right now. No, Theo. I see where you're coming from, Theo. Y'all can't get away with that bullshit. Y'all can't use that bullshit, a fucking fragile ego? What? 209, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Yo, man, what the fuck is going on in there, bro?
Oh, my God. Whoa. What? 210, where's your question, sir? What's up, bro? What's your question? Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, man, what the fuck is going on in there, bro, man? Let me suck your cock.
All right, well, there you go. Oh, my God, man. Jesus. All right, so we know it's about to come, so I'm going to have to go ahead and keep deleting. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Y'all so worried about what these women think about you. Y'all motherfuckers get yourselves in these situations. Y'all can't win. Y'all can't win at all. And what I'm saying to you guys out there is this. How is it that you are suspected to grow as a man when you're listening to a YouTuber or a book author telling you it's okay for you to be a bitch? Telling you or making you an excuse of, okay, wait a second. Let's look at it. Let's look at it for real, okay? Hold on, let's see here. Difference between nature and matter. Guys, nature knows nothing about ego. Man. Right, but Theo, that's what I'm saying, Theo. You're right. I feel you on that. Yeah, me. That's what I'm saying. These YouTubers are not telling you guys the truth. Listen. If all you're doing is complaining about women, okay, and all you're doing is saying that women are the scourge of the earth, then the problem is you. Because there's so much pussy out there. How the fuck can you be sitting around worrying about what a woman does to you? Unless, remember, when you come in a situation scared of women, when you come in a situation not knowing what to do, she gonna eat your motherfucking ass up. I told you that earlier in the show. She gonna eat your ass up. She gonna run you. And she's going to stomp your ass to the ground. And I'm telling you right now, man, what I'm saying to y'all guys is that one thing I am not trying to make y'all into is a fake-ass whatever. This ain't a show to tell you to boss the fuck up, man up. I'm not saying those goddamn words. I'd be doing more damage to you. The first thing you got to do to free yourself from this shit is actually see what women are for what they are and not for you what you want them to be. It is your want them to be that creates the Neo. When you see a woman, you, oh, my God, look how fine she is. Man, she's so fine. Man, look at those titties, man. Oh, man, I'd give him my bank account. I'd give him all my chips. Man, oh, man, I could see, oh, man, baby mama. Oh, man, I'm a nut up on it. Man, oh, and look, while you chirping all that shit, you know what she thinking? Look at this bitch. Look at this bitch. You cannot come in this shit scared. And a lot of you are scared. So the truth of the matter is you ain't going to ever grow because you are making these women into fucking Neo. You are going against nature. As soon as you are scared, how the fuck are you going to be scared of somebody that's insecure about herself? How the fuck are you going to fear somebody that wakes up every morning that says, oh, my God, I just got another line on my fucking forehead. Holy shit, my metabolism's slowing down. Oh, my God, is that a white hair? Oh, my goodness, I need to go get some Botox today because I feel like I'm not sexy enough. How the fuck you going to fear that? That's like a lion fearing the zebra that walks around and be like, holy shit, I got to watch. I can't run in that water. The crocodile's going to eat my ass up. I can't go that way because the lion's going to get my ass. Got to watch out for the cheetah. Got to watch out for the hyenas. I got to watch out for the predators. But then you want the lion to feel sorry for the motherfucker? Well, hi. Hey, Mr. Zebra, can we talk for a second? You know, I don't want to eat you. I just want to talk to you. Can we be friends? Is it okay, Mr. Zebra, if I get your number so I can call you up on the phone, kiss your ass, beg you for your time, and accept your crumbs? Can I do that, please? And then what I'll do to reward this behavior of yours, I'm going to take you out to dinner. Yo, no, baby girl. I'm going to take you to Saint-Francois. Oh, no. Only lobster and fucking steak for my girl. And you wonder why you get your ass drove to the mat by these women by sitting around cupcaking these motherfuckers. Come on. You know what, Mark? Oh, wait, Mark. That's a yes, but there's more, brother. What y'all don't understand, it's not just checkbook. It's whatever her desire is, guys. Her desire could be children. Her desire could be your house. Her desire could be your bank account. Her desire could be you being her chauffeur. Her desire could be you buying her drinks and dinners. Her desire could be you being a shoulder to cry on, putting up her Christmas lights. Her desire could be you being her bitch. It doesn't matter. Whatever her desire is, because every woman has different desires. Whatever her desire is, she is going to make happen because you guys out there are going to allow it to happen because you are so afraid of her that you have no idea what you're doing. That's why I keep telling you, when you're listening to all these YouTubers, all right, let's take a group of these YouTubers. I hate to break them up in factions, but let's look at them. You got one sector of the YouTube world that what? Hates women, right? Hate women, hate government, hate family court, and all this other stuff, right? Let's look at these motherfuckers for a second. How are you going to listen to someone and tell you not to get married when they can't even get a piece of pussy? How are you going to listen to somebody to tell you not to have kids when they ain't got none? And if they got some, they got it from some low-hanging bitch. They got it from the bottom of the barrel bitch or some low-hanging fruit that's fucking them over. How can you let another man tell you about your sperm? How can you let another man tell you to get a vasectomy because he did it? But you want to do it because he's telling you to do it? Or you read it in a book? How can a man tell you to stay away from women when he can't get a piece of pussy? Like the first question. How can you believe a man that scares you about prenups when most of you motherfuckers ain't got businesses? How can you be worried about family court when most of you motherfuckers ain't fucking? Can you follow those group of guys when all they're trying to do is to get you to be a carbon copy of them? How are you going to listen to a motherfucker to tell you? Now, and this is a contradiction that is weird. Follow Uncle Dean on this one. Most of you guys want one night stands with women, right? Most of y'all guys want quick sex. I want it really fast. that's the case, how is it that you are staying away from single mothers? Let's go over it again. I ain't talking about all, but we're talking about majority of these motherfuckers. How is it that if you really want some quick pussy, how is it that why would they contradict themselves and tell you not to mess with a single mother when the kid has nothing to do with you smashing a single mother? See, it's a weird contradiction because at one point you guys say y'all want some fast pussy, but on another hand, you got a guy telling you don't mess with single mothers. Guys, I keep telling you, what, today's Friday. They Cinderella time. Hey, it's 11:55 East. They got about 3 more hours left until they turn into the pumpkin. Right now, somewhere all over the world, there's a bunch of single mothers right now who have been Cinderella. They had the mice and the birds and all the fucking squirrels and shit. Sewed them a fucking dress together while she's singing, and her fairy godmother gave her some glass-ass slippers and told her ass, we're going to turn this pumpkin into a carriage, and you got 4 hours to go find meat, take to a hotel, fuck, suck, swallow, and get your ass back home by at least 2 o'clock. Right now, in some club, in some bar, some party, some get-together, or some bar mitzvah, there is a bunch of single mothers trying to find a guy who I can get some quick dick from. That's it. I'm trying to get some quick dick so then I can go home and feel sexy about myself. But what I'm saying to you guys out there, you're following guys that tell you don't even talk to single mothers. So you got that. Okay, so that's one sector of the world, right? Then you got this other sector. They can't stand women. Women are the sole reason why they can't get pussy. They're not men. You name it, man. They hate women so bad. All they do is try to get you to be like Jim Jones. Follow me. We'll go to Ghana, Guyana, where the fuck he took them. We'll go to our own little island, and there we can have our own cuddle parties. They hate women so much, they want you to be asexual. I repeat, they hate women so much that they want you to be a, they don't want you to have any contact with a woman whatsoever. They hate women so much, okay? They don't want that, okay? They will do that, okay? So what I'm saying is that the problem with these guys, man, is that those guys, now remember, this is sector number two, those guys will do everything. Now remember, all these guys I'm talking about, they have one thing in common, and that's the one thing, and it's the whole truth, because I'm in this too, guys. I'm going to talk about my kind too. You don't know any of these motherfuckers on YouTube. You don't. And you're blindly believing everything they say to a point where they're telling you that it's all the woman's fault. So you got those guys, right? Then you have the guys that are trying to make some paper on the internet. And the way they make paper on the internet is by taking things that are serious to you. You know, now that kind of splits into two things. Let's talk about the first one. The first one are the guys do this thing called motivation. They will have some strong music playing in the background. and they will have some guy doing some ropes, climbing up a mountain and shit, or, you know, just working out, pumping iron, and all they tell you, yeah, you're down and everything is dark, but you know what? Get yourself up. It's okay. You can do it. You just have to believe in yourself. And all they do is shk, 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 just pumping motivation into your ass. Now, these can be religious guys, or they don't have to be religious guys. What they'll do is they will use false and fake motivation to hook you in to make you think that all you need is a jolt of motivation to get through your day. Okay, you got those guys, right? But then you got the other motivating guys that are looking to get a buck off of you. Now, please understand this. Everybody in this thing, they are allowed to have a business. And I will say this again, and I will stand on this. Everybody I'm talking about is allowed to do whatever the fuck they want to do. They have their right to do what they want to do. But I'm just telling you about the everybody in here. So these guys, what they want to do is they again, it's marketing. They look at analytics. They look at clicks. They look at subscriber counts. They look at catch CTA, call to action. That means, hey, how you doing? You know what? You know, it's not pretty fair that you can't get a woman. But guess what? Click this button right here, and I'm going to give you 5 ways, 3 ways, 2 ways. 10 ways, 7 ways, 15 ways, 9 ways, 10 ways on how to change and improve your life right now. Just click that button right there. That's all it is, right? That's all it is. So you got those guys right there, right? Then in the sector, you've got the cult guys. Now, the cult guys are the ones that want you to be an exact carbon copy of them. So what they will do is they will come to you saying things like, I'm brand new. I come to you and let me see some guys that did that. What was that thing that came and left? What was that thing that was called, guys? Hold on. What was that love thing? What was that shit they were spewing on you guys? Not affirmations. What were they doing? It was shit. It came and went. What was it? It was something about love. Come on, guys. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It came and went. If you think it, it'll happen. Ah, yes. Free. Free. That's why I fucks with you. That's why you my dog. Right. The guys that are going to come up with some cockamamie brand of something. And they're going to push an agenda to push something as fake as fuck. Well, no, that's, hey, Usher, that's another one. Yeah, see, y'all see what I'm saying? Don't you realize how it comes and it goes away? Seduction community, PUAs, pickup artists. All that shit, law of attraction, Usher, I'm going to give you crops too, the secret. All that shit will come in, right? It will come in on the surface. Yeah, manifestation. Yeah, MM13. All that shit. Yes. If you think about it and manifest it into your life, it's going to happen, and they got the harps and shit playing and all that bullshit. Let's see. Let's look that up. Guys, let's take a moment. Let's look that up. Let me see this shit. I'm sure they did. A lot of people did freelance. Hold on. Let's see something here. Let's pull it up. All right. All right. Let's see here. Let me start it. All right. So law of attraction. So law of attraction started, okay, I guess it was discovered in 1906 by Buddha. What the fuck? I'm trying to see how that shit like rolled into the 90s. Give me a second. I'm trying to see how that shit either like it really kicked in it. Let me see here. Give me a second. Law of attraction. So, okay. So, all right. So in the 20th century, that's where we want to go. There were two people. There was, what is this? Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The Power of Positive Thinking. You Can Heal Your Life. And let's see here. Then 2006, the concept of law of attraction gained renewed exposure with The Secret. Okay, then The Power. Okay, y'all see what I'm saying? But let me show y'all something else. I hate to do this shit. Hold on a second. What's the guy's name? Who's the guy's name? Oh, I got his name. I got his name. All right, guys, let's look at something for a second. All right. Now, I'm not going to knock him, but what I'm going to do, I'm about to read this shit. Y'all ready? I'm gonna read this shit. Okay? I'm gonna read something to y'all right now. I ain't gonna say the name. I'm just gonna read this shit. All right? Fuck. So much. Hold on. I'm gonna read this shit. Now this is just, I want you guys to see something, okay? This is no knock. All right? I just want you to, I'm going to read it to you. Fuck. There's a lot of them. All right, let's see. Let's start from Jesus Christ. All right, we're going to start at, I'm going to read these to you. Ready? Pure Energy. Power Talk, Conquer the Crash in 2002. 1992, Power Talk, the decision that ensures your success. 1993, Power Talk, the professional series. 1996, The Fabric of Our Lives. 2001, Giant Steps, 365 Daily Lessons in Self-Mastery. 1999, The Great Lover. 2016, Relationship Breakthrough, How to Create Outstanding Relationships in Every Area of Your Life, 2016. I'm not done. 24, Harnessing the Power of Your Six Primal Needs. 1994, Giant Steps, Small Changes to Make a Big Difference. 2001, Power to Shape Your Destiny, 70 Strategies for Massive Results. 1989, Lessons in Mastery, How to Use Your Professional Power to Create Extraordinary Life. 1997, Unlimited Power. 2005, Driving Force. 1986, Unlimited Power of Black Choice. Don't know what the fuck that is, but that was him and somebody else. Notes from a Friend, 1995. It's the Law, Understanding the Law of Attraction, 2018, 1994, Giant Steps. I'm almost done, guys. 1999, Unleash the Power Within. 2017, Unshakable, Your Financial Freedom Playbook. 2014, Master the Game. 1991, Awaken the Giant Within. In 1996, The Power, Unlimited Power, and New Science of Personal Achievement. Guys, let me go to the chat room. Who am I talking about right now, guys? Who am I talking about right now? Who am I talking about right now? All those are books. Who am I talking about right now? Who is the person that I'm talking about? There you go. Damn it, Freelance Ronin. Everything that I read you is from Anthony fucking Robbins. So I ask yourself, how many books does one need to be motivated? But what you motherfuckers don't see is motivation is an illusion of an emotional high that will go a fucking way. Then you need the drug again to get the same high. But y'all don't see that. That's why. Isn't it funny? He's just motivating you. Is it just me? Is it just me? No. It's not about watching this stuff. It's about people believing that when it comes to motivation, somebody can really motivate them to really do something that they really never wanted to do in the first place themselves. No knock on him. He's got his stick. He's got his hey dog, just like the, just like the preachers, right? We'll get to them in a second. But also in the Motivating Pal and YouTube, how can I make tax-free money and also give people a false sense of motivation and get away with it? How can I? All I need to do is either do it online or find a little small building. Hell, I can find a tent. Hell, I can even use a snake pit and do the one thing. And what's that? Preach the word. And motivate you to give me your money. The best one that has done this, I'm saying the best one, Kanye West, what y'all guys don't understand, is that Kanye was in some financial trouble. Not financial, I think, what he owed, like, $150 million in taxes? Hold on, let's see. Kanye owed. Let's see how much Kanye owed. Let me see here. Let's look that up real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. So, wait a second. Kanye thanks God for a $68 million tax refund. Hold on a second. Hold on. How much did Kanye owe in taxes? He got a... Oh, okay. Wait. Kanye made $115 million in 2018, but racked up $35 million in debt. Trying to find out what he did. I got to look it up. I don't got time to look all that shit up. But what did he do, dog? He went from talking about ass shaking, switching, and all that other shit, to what? Make money. Now, let's look at how there's another group on YouTube where you have people that will rent houses, rent cars, rent women, rent jewelry, rent money. They will play a video and push a lifestyle on you guys, making you think that what they're doing is how they really live in their life, right? You got those guys. Those are motivators too. How they motivate. See, what a lot of people don't understand, and it's no knock on drug dealers. I mean, people got to make their hustle any way they can. But everybody's looking at Jay-Z as a businessman. Nah, he's just a drug dealer that's hustling. That's all he is. It's no knock on him. He's just hustling. All he's doing, he was on the streets, made some money, flipped his money. And if y'all watch shows about money, he's just moving money around. He just cleaning the money up. He's cleaning drug money up with business money to clean that flow up. Now he doesn't have to be a drug dealer anymore because he's in the corporate flow. I mean, he's got his foot in the NFL for all purposes. He's got his foot. He's made money. He's taking drug money and rolled that into paper. But that a lot of people do that shit. And a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't see that. So you got the YouTubers that they will motivate you by three ways: lifting weights, dressing good, or they're gonna motivate you through like showing how much money they have. You see what I'm saying? I got money and this is how I did. I mean, guys, how many motherfuckers y'all know that the new thing is that I'm gonna tell you how to dress. I'm going to tell you what kind of suits you need to wear. Do you know how big business that is on the internet? Guys telling you how to wear shoes and, you know, how to get a lapel and all that other stuff. That's big bank right there, because those guys right there also are rolling into telling you how to live your life as far as relationship wise. They're rolling into that market as well. So you got those guys. You got the motivators that say, hey, look, this is how you're going. Hey, look, you want to get a woman, man, you need to wear this nice-ass suit. I mean, you ain't got much money, but shit, you need to put about $1,000, $1,200 and get that one-ass suit and just wear that as much as you can and all this other stuff. It's big, big. There's a big business in the corner of YouTube that discusses what? How to wear clothes and shit. Now, there's another big business on YouTube that hustles y'all guys, and this is race-related. It doesn't matter what affiliation, political affiliation, or how you are. If you are racist or you're not racist, there is something on the internet for you, period. If you have black issues, you got people pushing the black issues. White issues, white issues. Racist people got racist stuff. If you got stuff for fat people, they got stuff for fat people. Stuff for trans, gay, you name it. They got something for everybody that has an issue or problem to what? Make them feel good about themselves, right? Man, if you notice what a lot of women do, you got to watch this. A lot of women have makeup. Makeup shows are really big because they're showing a woman how to cover up their insecurities and feel good about themselves. And if you look at that shit, those things make, oh, those makeup shows, oh, absolutely. You got those motherfuckers in there. Then you got those that are in what? The relationship sector of the world. Now, when it comes to fucking porn and all that other shit, sex. Sex will always be high in, no matter what, it's on the internet. Sex is going to be high. Now, in the corner, in the same building of sex, this is where you got guys like me, the dating coaches, right? I don't even want to consider myself a dating coach, but I just help y'all free your mind. I ain't shit. But you got guys like us who really sit around and try. Now, again, there's not many, but there are a few. There are guys out there that really care about you, right? And A lot of you guys out there, they're really looking out for your well-being. I mean, they truly care about you, right? But then, like I told, what y'all don't understand is, like I told you before, you got motherfuckers who were bums on Krypton, whose parents were fucking bums on Krypton, and their parents shot that motherfucker to Earth first, and these guys come to you like the, like Jesus Christ superstar. You can look at them and tell they ain't been fucking or they can't get pussy. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers they can't. But what they do is they know how to validate you to make you feel a certain way to win your trust over. White people are always going to trust white people. 20-year-olds will trust 20-year-olds faster than they would trust anybody else. And these guys are like snake oil salesmen. They know that you're thirsty, desperate, and needy. They know you want to fuck women and all that other stuff. Like I said before, I think the story went like when I think Doc Love helped Ross Jeffries. Ross Jeffries started listening to NLP, took what he learned, and I think he then created speed seduction. His marketer was the guy that did Double Your Dating. The Double Your Dating guy, then he started to create a portal or affiliate package where every month he would take his magic wand and deem somebody, I deem you to be a player in the game. Right, Dave D'Angelo. I deem you to be a player in the game, right? Every month. But what y'all don't know is that it was an affiliate pack. See, the thing where he made his money was they trusted him so much with the cocky funny shit that whenever he brought someone along, it's brand new, right? So when you follow that guy and click on his product, D'Angelo got paid on the back end through the affiliate package because the affiliate packages work. I think it's called ClickBank or something like that. So what they do is they have a product, they sell it, but he makes money off the product through the affiliate and the ClickBank. I don't know how that shit goes. So something like that. So he then opened the door. It was either Mystery or Styles first. I forgot which one came first. I think it was Styles first or was it Mystery? I forgot who came first. I forgot which one came first. Was it the Mystery Method or was it Styles? No, I think it was Styles because Styles talked about PUA and they started the language, the jargon, seduction community, and all that other stuff, right? So all those guys came in. I don't know which one came first, but they all came in. Click, 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 click on YouTube, setting y'all up for a serious downfall. Setting y'all up so bad to where all of a sudden we get to another part of YouTube, all of a sudden women started to catch on to the bullshit, and then women started playing games on them, thus what happened. Metal started off, I don't know how that started. I know some guy named Sand Person or whatever that guy's name is. He's part of that shit, but there was a movement going around pushing that, you know what, life isn't fair for guys. Right? It's not fair now. Women are the scourge of the earth, right? Then somebody who was black said, shit, well, if they're going to be metal for guys, I need to create something for black men. And that's when they created that Ipmore stupid ass shit that was coincide or whatever, right? So, okay, so Style's a student of Mystery. So Mystery came out first. Then Style came out with the game then. I guess Mystery Method came. We can look that shit up. When did Mystery Method? Let's look this shit up. Let's be right about this. Let's see here. All right, so Mystery Method started, gentlemen. The Mystery Method star. Blah, 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 blah. So he was a Canadian pickup artist who developed a system of attractive weather called the Mystery Engine, which came to the PUA community. It led to him getting a VH1 TV show called The Pickup Artist. I'm trying to see when the fucking book came out. Shit. So, Venetian Arts Handbook, Mystery Method. Wait, 2005. No, it came out before then. I'm trying to see. Y'all know. I don't know when that shit came out. I don't know. Fuck. When did this shit come out? So you're right. Mystery taught and befriended a writer named Neil Strauss that became Mystery's wingman. Okay, and another mentor in the seduction community. Okay. So Mystery and Strauss shared a mansion in Hollywood together. Okay. And that's where the game came from. Okay, so it was Mystery first. Okay. Okay, so I mean, I don't know. I'm just guiding y'all along on this shit. So what I'm saying to y'all is that in the sector of the world, there are just con artists, liars, and there are guys out there that are shit. There are guys out there right now that want you guys to feel like they know more of the game than anybody else, right? And what they want you to think of is that they are the holy messiahs and nobody else knows the game like they do. Nobody else knows the game like they do. They know more than everybody else and they're doing what they want to do, how they want to do it. Okay? Let's see. Is that West Chase? Try that shit. Okay. So what I'm saying to y'all guys is that all this stuff is happening on the internet, right? But everybody's allowed to do this stuff. It's not like they're not allowed to do this, okay? But what happens is for a lot of you guys, depending on your race, you're going to follow your race before you follow anything because you believe that whatever race the person that you're following, that he really cares about your fucking ass and he going to really show you the way. And then, like I say, it just goes on and on and on and on and on. To then what? Three guys getting together, coming up with Red Pill, right? What is it? I don't even know. I know two of them. What is it? One's Rolo. The other one is fucking Roosh. Guy named Roosh, right? Right? So I think him, Mystery, and Roosh came up with something like Red Pill or something like that. I don't know. Because I hear that Roosh is like out of that shit. But it's more of a carbon copy of the seduction community because they're pushing a language on you guys. It's just a new language. It's on a different street and shit, right? So, and what you got to understand is every year something new is going to come along, man. That's just how the game works. It's going to be every year or every few years something new is going to come along, man. Right. I don't even know who these guys are. Who the fuck is a Rossi? 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 Who is that guy? Where is he at? Roosh is religious now. Yeah, who is that guy? Where is he at now? Why hasn't he stuck his head? What does he do? But it's just blind following blind. A lot of people see that shit as real to where they're using hypergamy as the catalyst of why you guys are never going to become men and all this other shit. So the internet has its own people to do its own thing. But like I said before, we can't knock them because everybody's allowed to put out what they want to put out. It's those that blindly follow are the problem. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any of that shit. I don't know. I'm just saying. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is that if y'all notice, every few years or it's something new is going to happen. Just like Law of Attraction or The Secret, it is just going to change. It's going to just be repackaged. That's why we were telling you about the branding. A lot of motherfuckers brand their shit. And if I'm trying to get you to be like me, I'm going to we're at a point where guys are listening to female dating coaches just like men. They're going to women to I don't even know how the fuck that is. That's like a lion going to a zebra asking the zebra. A lion going to the zebra asking the zebra to teach him how to be a lion this year. But that's the but you can't knock it, man. Look, everybody's got a hustle mentality, okay? Wait a second. You say he's not a PUA or a dating coach. He's more of a explain that, Felix. Explain that. More of that. Explain. What do you mean? What is he more of? What does that mean? What does that mean? Felix, explain it. I want to hear that. What does that mean? Felix, let me ask you a question. What are you calling a guy that scares you by telling you a woman will leave you or move up to find something better? What do you call that guy? What is that? A historian of what, Theo? What the fuck is he teaching it? So wait. Is all information true information, Felix? Information, true information. You are fucking out your goddamn mind. So you're telling me that it's true that a woman can move up and you got to be afraid that she will leave you for somebody else? Is that what you're telling me, Felix? Is that what you're telling me? No, Theo, I got you. I'm asking Felix a question. Felix, I'm waiting. Felix, talk to me, buddy. Are you telling me that telling you a woman can leave you for somebody better, is that a truth? This motherfucker ain't got no wrench. I'm asking him a question. Come on, Felix. You defending him. Talk to me. Come on, Felix. Speak up. Now's not the time to say, oh, shit. Well, yeah, white nationalist rhetoric, so, you know, they hate black people. So what kind of information is somebody giving you when they make you scared of doing things? When they find a boogeyman under the bed to tell you why you shouldn't do things because of the boogeyman in the closet. What do you call that person? What do you call that person, Felix? I want to know, what do you call that person? Know what? I'm waiting. Felix, let me ask you. Do you believe in hypergamy, sir? Do you believe in it? Yes or no? We're waiting. Do you believe in hypergamy, sir? Manipulation? What the fuck? This is a yes-no question. Do you believe in hypergamy is the question. Okay, you don't believe in it. That's fine. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to kick you out if you believe in it. I don't give a fuck if you believe it or not. But what can someone, how can someone help you with relationships who's just collecting information and not living that life? But anyway, I don't get all that shit. But I'm just saying that what y'all guys don't understand is that everybody, Mike, I think you sent me a photo. Let me look at that shit. Everybody is doing everything they can to run y'all motherfuckers, man. Jesus. Oh, something. Damn. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mike. Nice, sir. Nice. Nice. Shit. Proud of you, Mike. My motherfucking dog. Good shit. Good shit. So, I don't know. Anyway, but you know, even in all this, guys, even in all this, at the end of the day, guys, you've gotta. It's this stuff, you know, is important is that you've got to find someone that can help you, guide you to you. You know what I mean? And what I mean by guiding you to you is for you to see the fucking world for what it is, man. You see, when you are in a position of fear and you're in a position of anxiety and stuff like that, and you want to meet a woman, what you have to understand is that any information that you get is going to come across fake because, well, most of y'all won't do it. I mean, let's be honest. If you were asked information and tells them, y'all going to do it in your way because you think your way is the best way, which kind of fucks you up in the first place. But what y'all guys have to understand that, nobody's here trying to push any kind of agenda on you, man. You know what? It shouldn't be like that. You know how it should be? It should be simply like this. Greg said it the best earlier. You can't take someone using peanut butter information, right? Let's look at viruses. Let's look at viruses. I think about this. If somebody told you to be level 4 peanut butter, right? Let's just say that's a brand or a way to get women, right? And he is telling you level 4 brand information that you upload in your system. Are you being more like the brand or more like yourself? Think about that for a second. But it's important for you to see that. For a lot of you guys, it's so important for you to see that, because a lot of you guys don't understand where I'm coming from. What I'm trying to say to you guys is this, and I think I need to find one to put. Let me show y'all what I'm talking about. Give me a second. Let me show y'all. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick for you. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. Ah, I can. I just got to find a big one. And let me see. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Shit. Wrong one. Fuck. Save. Let me show y'all something. The reason most of you guys are going to struggle, and y'all are going to struggle, and you're going to continue to struggle, is because of the information that you're gathering from so many people. Everybody's telling you so many different things, man, and it's hard to kind of acknowledge what's real and, you know, what's fake and stuff like that. It's hard to acknowledge that stuff. The best way to begin to acknowledge things is by looking at the world like this. Okay, this is what makes you unique. This right here. You are all unique in your way, and this ain't no motivational bullshit. That's the truth. Every one of you, you're unique. But your problem is you don't believe you're unique. You believe that where you are in right now is the only way and the only system that you can be in. The only way you're going to begin to find your uniqueness is find things to incorporate into your life, meaning you're, I always talk about your name. Nobody talks about your name. But what I'm saying is to incorporate into your life and learn from the experiences, right? Because once you learn from the experience, that's when you learn more about yourself. But you'll never learn from experience being scared. Scared is never going to give you the full experience that you are going to need to know to navigate through this world. That's the truth. Nobody's going to tell you that. Nobody's going to tell you that you need to learn how to navigate. I'm not saying, if you want to get nervous, it's okay. Some people get nervous. Hell, even before a football game, some people may get nervous. That's fine. But usually after that first fucking hit, they usually snap the fuck up, like, okay, it's game time for some. But what I'm saying to you guys listening, you will never win at any of this being scared of women. That's the hey, dude, that's as cut and dry as I can tell you. Because it will always be your fear that is going to navigate your world. And it doesn't matter what somebody tells you. Now, the problem is this about telling you, okay? What y'all guys don't understand is giving you information is either going to guide you towards your name or it's going to pull you away from it. Now, that y'all write that shit down. That's truth. The information that you receive is either going to guide you towards your name and your legacy and your bloodline, or it is going to pull you away from it. But like I've always told you, you have got to not believe what I'm saying, and this is why it's important that you see it for yourself. any of you guys that were putting PUA or any of you guys that put SYS in your name or met any of you guys that have an affiliation to somebody else, you should know where you are at. Because if you want to have a gang affiliation and you want to be loyal to something, it should be your fucking name. Your name should be able to speak for yourself when you're not around. Your name should speak when you have a woman, she's a representation of your name. So when she's around you and not around, she handles herself as if you were around. That's your name. But y'all, a lot of y'all can't see that right now. Like we were saying before, a lot of y'all follow a lot of these young little motherfuckers that don't, they just wet behind the ear. They never been in the game. They don't have enough, they don't have enough in the game to be in the game. You know what I mean? You can't be 22, 25, 29 and think you know the game. You haven't really experienced life yet. You haven't. But that's here, no there. But when you're hearing people complain about women, is that bringing you closer to your name or is it bringing you closer to them? Because if you're being taken away from your name, you got to do what? You got to find what? An identity. And if your name is not the identity of you and your fingerprints and what makes you different, then you are going towards somebody that's going to tell you what to be versus staying who you are. Woo! Y'all don't even know how deep that shit is right there. But the beautiful thing about it is, this shit is clear and concise. There's nothing special about what I just said. There's no roses and colors or anything like that. There's no levels. There's no peanut level 4 or peanut level 5 and all that. There's none of that shit. None of that shit. It's simply, it's just a matter. It's just simple. You are either going towards your name or you're going towards the name and the thought process of what someone else wants you to be. That's it, man. It's, dude, this is not a complicated thing, but it's something that you should be able to see when you turn on your YouTube, when you open up a book. You should be able to see somebody that says to you, what? Look, as much as you like the channel, as much as you like what I'm saying, and you might even think I'm cool and shit, and you like how I talk about bitches and how I, you know, do with women and all this other shit, before you come into this ecosystem, please know one thing. No matter how much you would like to be, and no matter how much you want to try, you can never be me, nor I can be you. And if you try to be me, that means you are wasting your time because you can't be me. If someone talks to you that way, listen to that motherfucker because he's got your best interest at heart. But if somebody comes along to you and says, hey, I understand how you're feeling, let's change the language. Let's call a bottle a spoon, a fork, a knife, a napkin. Let's change the language up. And what I want you to do is forget about your name, forget about your legacy, forget about your bloodline, and all I want you to do is worship me. And if you worship me enough, you can be my number two. You can be just like me, but a number two. But that's the Smith doing what? Walking around a matrix, just sticking his hand in a motherfucker. Gah! You know, you stab him with his hand, and they turn into Smiths. The same fucking replica, right? Same replica, the same thing, same thought. Just running around through the matrix, just flipping motherfuckers left and right. What you got to understand about this show, I can't tell you what to be. I can't tell you what to do. What I can do is get you to think about what you need to do for yourself. What I can do is I can tell you the pluses and minuses, but I can't make you a Williams. We're not a cult, so you're not a man mindset guy. You're just someone soaking up information. But what I need from you, if there is a method to my madness, is that I hope one day that you are not the end of your name. That's I can't ask you or beg you to kill off your bloodline and shit like that. Can't do that. Won't do that. I can hope, because I hate being in the hope business, I can hope that you realize the power of your name to want to keep it going on even in your death. That's a great thing. It is nothing like, I mean, y'all see it in movies all the time, right? You know, they got the old motherfucking man on the fireplace looking all regal and shit from days past and shit. But why do they have his face or you go to those rich ass houses and they got family, you know, men on the wall and shit. Because those motherfuckers are important. Because without those motherfuckers and without that motherfucker on the wall, most of you motherfuckers wouldn't be here. That's the truth, man. Man, if there's anything I'm glad about, I'm glad my generation of Williamses realize how important they are to push me to know my importance, to allow me to have sons, and I got daughters too, but to push my bloodline, to push my name, to keep it going, to know the importance of it, to know what it means to them, because your name has to have some kind of meaning to you. But for a lot of you guys, you don't even know about that because no one's ever really told you about that. You know, maybe it's us. You know what I mean? But, And the beautiful thing, even about this right here, we're doing this, February 28th, 2020, right? You do know that even in my death, and even when I am lucky enough to leave this fucking world, that I will be able to be accessed on the computer by those that I have not met yet. I have not met them yet, but they will carry my name. And the beautiful thing about them carrying my name is that they can look me up even though I'm not here. They will be able to find me and look and see why they are who the fuck they are, because they motherfucking great, 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 go all the way down, motherfucker. That motherfucker was on some real ass shit. I can access them. I can pull them up. And even if they don't want to pull them up, where's your painting at? Where is your painting of you to be able to hand down to the next level? That's the shit I'm talking about. That's the shit I'm saying. But again, you can't hear this kind of stuff because, unfortunately, everybody has their own agenda. And that's why I keep telling you, look. And I don't mean this in a fucked up way, but let's be honest. I don't like you motherfuckers. And y'all shouldn't like me. Why? Because you don't know me and I don't know you. But I'm here to teach you something. That's what I'm here for. Yeah, we don't have to be buddies and we have to go for beers and shit like that. That's not what this is about. I do not want you to put me on any kind of a level like they do, because I'm trying to show you I'm no different than you. I'm a geek. I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a sci-fi motherfucker I just did my fish tank, and I'll show you that. I'm working on it still, but I'm going to show y'all on Instagram. I'll post it. You'll see all the SpongeBob in there. I got Squidward's crib. I got SpongeBob. I got the Krusty Krab. I got the Chum Bucket in there. I got all that shit in there. You want to know why? Because I just don't give a fuck. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to live for me. That's all I can do. But as I live for myself, I live for other things because I've got other responsibilities, right? But to go back what we were telling you at motherfuckers before, I wish a motherfucker would tell me, God, I wish somebody would tell me that, God damn it, Whiskey. You know what, Whiskey, it's in the tank. All right, Whiskey. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it out the tank, and I'm going to put it behind. Okay, I'm going to do that, Whiskey. God damn it, Whiskey. Thank you. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to pull the man mindset thing out the fish tank, and I'm going to put it behind the tank, okay? Thank you, Whiskey. I forgot. I was thinking about the medals, but I'm going to do that, okay? Thank you, Whiskey. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that, like, if y'all listened to Greg earlier, y'all should know that a motherfucker better never tell you what you should be. You know what I mean? Don't let anybody tell you anything about credibility when most of these motherfuckers ain't got credibility, because you only know a percentage of their lives. You can't let someone tell you what's credible and what's not. And that's why I keep telling you, I can't tell you what's credible or not. Why is that? Because everybody's allowed to put out what they want to put out. Everybody's allowed to put out what they want to put out. The only way you can decipher credibility from bullshit is by where are they pulling you towards. Are they pulling you towards your name? Or are they pulling you towards a thought, an ideology, a cult, a method, and all that other shit? What are they pulling you towards? That's what you got to ask yourself. But you also got to question shit, dude. Come on, man. Y'all heard that guy yesterday, the day before, because we're in the next day. Y'all heard that guy, remember? What'd he say? Steve, I've never heard the shit that you talked before, remember? I never heard nobody talk about poetry. I never heard anybody talk about Valentine's Day. I never heard anybody talk about, you goddamn right, because of shit, I'm not making up shit as we go. I'm not making this shit up. I'm showing you, I never heard anybody tell me about putting wine in the bedroom. How the fuck did you not? Out of all these guys out there teaching y'all how to be men and running the game and getting women, nobody's ever told you about putting wine above your bed, because most of your time is going to be in the bedroom with the chick anyway. This is what Uncle Dean is talking about. This is what Uncle Dean is talking about. Now, guys, we're going to round this off up. We got 30 more minutes. I'm going to do 30 more minutes. I'm going to do open floor. But I'm whiskey. I'm looking at my damn, I'm looking at the fish tank, man. I got to yank the sign out. I'm glad you told me that, whiskey. I got to yank that bitch out. So I'm going to take that motherfucker out. Put it on the back. Yeah, I'm going to do that shit. But anyway, so yeah, if y'all got questions, man, feel free to ask. This is what this is all about. This is not about me. It's me helping you. So, you know. Well, goddamn, freelance, motherfucker. Well, no, freelance, I'm too lazy for that. No, I ain't doing that shit. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, freelance. I'm going to take that bitch out the water, and I'm going to put that bitch right behind the Dallas Cowboy pitcher. Now, my Cowboy pitcher is, well, I wish I could show you because I got a light blocking it. I'm trying to show you what I'm looking at right now. My light's blocking that shit. You know, I got a light for the camera and shit, so... See if I can show you what I'm looking at right now. All right, this is how it looks, guys. I'm going to show y'all real quick. Damn it, I'll just upload the photo and shit. But you'll see the fucking... You'll see that the sign is in the water. I'm like, I got to take that shit out of the water now. I ain't even thinking about that shit. But look at that guy. See that? I don't even know shit. But you know what? I listen. And I don't know everything. And I appreciate the information. No, I don't need to glue it. I just got to lay it behind my cowboy table. Because the way I got my cowboy shit is I got my lighting over top of it. So let me see if I can show y'all motherfuckers. Hold on, let me take a picture of this shit real quick. Fuck, I don't like that photo. Let me just take a quick picture of that shit. Hold on a second. Let me show you my thing real quick. All right, I just took a photo. I'll upload it. Show you how my shit look. But yeah, I got the different color lights and shit. My little crocodile opens his mouth and shit. But let me show you that motherfucker real quick. But I'm gonna take the whiskey. I see that whiskey. I will listen. As soon as this fucking show is over with, I'm gonna take that metal plate out, man. I'm gonna take that motherfucking plate out. Bet that. Bet the bank on that shit. Let me show you how that shit look. This cake ass shit. Hold on, save. But you kind of see a little bit. I'm not really done yet, but I still got some stuff I want to add to it. But I'll show you this shit. It's my little cake ass shit. But you'll be able to see my SpongeBob shit. Told you I got SpongeBob shit in there. I told you I'm a fucking loser. Let me show you this shit. So this is how that shit look. So I got the two lights that are attached to the cowboy thing. Hold on, let me take out the thing right here. Okay, so let me show you how that bitch looks. So it looks like this. So that's how it look right there. So what you see is you can kind of see a little bit. You can see what I have. You can see SpongeBob. The Krusty Krab is kind of tilted over. I got to fix that shit. And I take out the man mindset thing. You can see Squidward's crib, and you can see the chum bucket a little bit over to the left. But I got two blue neon lights. I got the cowboy shit in the background. But I'm going to take that fucking plate out, and I'm going to take it out of the thing and put it in the background. So I got two lights above it and shit. So that's how that shit look. I got all that shit in there. So that's how my shit look, though. So... I got work to do and shit, so I'm trying to do this shit, man. No. Doc, when you have kids, see, this is what y'all understand about kids. When you have kids, see, I grew up having to watch Blue's Clues, Dora the Explorer. I had to watch SpongeBob, The Backyardigans, The Wiggles. Shit, I can't even fuck. Dude, I can't, guys, when you have kids, you'll be watching a lot of fucking, educational, like, shows and shit like that. But the only reason I love SpongeBob, because I love Scrooge, because Ebenezer Scrooge is an asshole. Yeah, I love Scrooge because Ebenezer is an asshole, but I love Squidward. That's my dude. Squidward don't give a fuck. That's why I love him so much. Squidward don't give a fuck. You talking about someone that don't give a fuck is Squidward. But no, I'm just saying. So, yeah, so I'm still working on that shit, man. I got a lot of work to do. I'm still working on that motherfucker, but I got it going. I'm definitely going to take the plate out and shit. Anyway. But anyway, yeah, I got questions y'all can ask, man. We down to the last 23 minutes, so we can chop it up. However y'all want to talk. Any questions y'all have, we can discuss. Any topics y'all want to discuss, we can discuss it right now, because we're about to wrap this up. We do want to do 4 hours and wrap this shit up, so. But, yeah, I like my little fish tank. I'm looking at more colors. There's a volcano joint that I'm going to get. See, I got my little alligator. Y'all saw my little alligator shit? I showed the video of this the other day, but this is before I really, like, sliced that shit up. Let me show you my little alligator, my little kick-ass alligator and shit. Here you go. And play the video. Am I fucking... Oh, here you go. I see it. Yes, I got my little alligator spitting out the water and shit. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to add another line in that bitch, and I'm going to have a colored volcano shooting different colors up as well and shit. So I'm going to add some shit on that motherfucker. I'm going to slice that bitch up. But, you know, so. I mean, I got cockatiels, birds, dogs and shit. You know, as you can see, I love animals and shit. I'm an animal lover, so. I really miss my fucking ferret and shit. But anyway. So, if y'all got questions, feel free to ask before we wrap this up, man. This is all for you guys, man, okay? All the stuff we're doing is just to give y'all clarity on stuff. Yeah, I'm about to wrap this shit up. Yeah, Negan is a fucking bitch, man. That motherfucker is a tattletale. Like, when the dogs are doing something wrong and I'm in the bedroom, and I get up to go into the bedroom, he'll make a noise to alert the dogs I'm coming and shit. Oh, that little motherfucker. Oh, that little motherfucker. But anyway, yeah, that's just that's just some sly, sneaky shit. Anyway, guys, y'all got to do y'all 5 miles a day, guys. Ride your bike. I didn't get a chance to ride mine this morning, but as soon as I end the show, I'm going to do my 5 miles. I think I'm going to go, I did France, Italy, Spain. I went through Russia. So, trying to find, I went through Japan, China. I was in Dubai. I went to space. Maybe I'll go underwater or some shit. I don't know, but y'all got to do that. Yeah. Yeah, no, Negan's a bird. Negan's my fucking bird and shit. That's my dog. Negan don't give a fuck. Negan will fight my rot. I mean, they fight all the time. They don't get along. My rot doesn't get along with my bird at all. He like, he want to fight him. Like, when he fly around, he want to jump and bite him and, like, eat him and shit. So when he gets to the cage, he bites his nose and shit. So that's a funny thing to have. But anyway, guys, other than that, man, y'all got any questions, man, let me know, man. Holler at me, dog. We just going to chill for another 21 minutes, man. So just trying to, let me see here, trying to figure out what the fuck. But I think hopefully y'all have taken what I've talked about early on and look at, well, I think about a submarine wide. Well, yeah, I will, I don't know if I want to do a submarine ride or something. I'm going to try. I got to look because I'll post it while I'm about to ride tonight. I'll check that shit out. I'll see. Well, do the workout the way you want to. I'm just riding my bike. That's all. Dean, any advice on navigating the sales business world related to the topic tonight? Mostly a lot of jargon and honestly stuff and hell stuff. I know it's a deep question. Maybe the best for after time. Well, what do you mean by navigating sales business? What do you mean? You got to learn your customer, man. The game is, hey, especially sales, you got to know what your customer. See, it's not knowing what your customer wants. It's knowing what your customer doesn't know that they want. A lot of people don't know what they want, man. It depends on which business you have. A lot of people have no idea what they want. You know, it's always people think they know what they want, and their wanting is really what I would say, just like world is flat thinking. They will want to a certain limit, but when they learn new shit, it opens their eyes of wanting something else. So just something to think about. What the fuck is this? Hmm. Wait, watch that shit right now. So yeah, that's what I would say for that, dog. I don't, like I say, 50, I don't know what you mean. Hopefully I was able to answer your question, but I don't know the specifics of, you know, what you're trying to do or anything like that. So, but, yeah, business is weird, man. Business is weird. I mean, all businesses are different and stuff like that. And, you know, you got to have a good knack, be able to spit yak to, you know, like Greg was saying, put flavor in your motherfucking ear, man. Oh, Scott, I never thought about, I forgot about the Flying Dutchman. I can look for the Flying Dutchman. I don't know if they got a fish on, let me look. Give me a second, dog. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. Let me see here. Yeah, any more questions I got here? Yeah, I'm looking that shit up right now. They got the SpongeBob Burgermobile, but that's, oh, that ain't for the fish tank. No, I don't see a Flying Dutchman. I see SpongeBob. Now, I don't see no Flying Dutchman and shit, dog. I don't see that shit. I'm not trying to theme it like SpongeBob, but I don't see that shit. But yeah. Yeah, what about Star? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Watch. Make sure y'all watch Star Trek. Yeah. What was the Star Trek movie? What was the Star Trek movie with the Nexus? I'm waiting on the fiberglass so I can plan on hammering it out. Guys, Star Trek Generations, dog. Star Trek Generations. If you got an Xbox, man, I'm telling y'all, you need to download that Cody, man. You need to download Cody. If you got Xbox, man, download that Cody, man. That Cody ain't nothing nice. But yeah, it's called Generations, man. Star Trek Generations, man. Look that shit up. Have a good night, Felix. Yeah, have a good, yeah, y'all, yeah, just check it out. Star Trek Generations, man. You should have wrote that shit down 50 earlier today. Write that shit down. 14 more minutes left in the show. There you go, Josh. Appreciate that. Yep, Star Trek Generations, man. Yeah, Cody's cool. It's cool. Let me see. All right, fam. I'm going to Hunt. Demon's great show. Puzzle pieces. Fake ones going to. Fake ones going to trash. Trash. To the trash to show you the answer. Making that thing. Well, that's that. Hey, but brother, it's not just with the puzzle pieces. It's life, man. Just remember, a lot of people are going to really, they're going to run back, dog. They're not going to, it's so hard. I'm just saying, it's so hard to do what I'm showing you, dog. it's really hard to do what I'm showing you. It takes a certain kind of individual to do the shit we're saying. That's why it's so hard. But you'll be able to do it if you're serious about it, guys. But anyway, all right, well, I guess I'm going to wrap this up, man. Wait, when they find themselves, what? Oh, this might be something I want to watch. I'm going to add the show into that. Yeah, I'm looking at shit I'm about to watch and shit. Yeah. Well, as real as that sounds, yes, there is no turning back. But the problem is, a lot of people will turn back, dog, because they can't handle that truth, dog. They can't handle that. They're the reason why they ain't fucking winning with women and shit. Now, everybody can't suck that shit up, brother. That's a hard one, dog. That's a hard one. I don't know. I'm looking on YouTube. Ah, fuck it. Can't find it. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find that shit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the thing about YouTube is so great. You take so many fucking adventures on your bike and shit. So, I am going to, I don't know, figure out an adventure and shit. What email are you talking about? I get your email. What email are you talking about, man? What email? Dude, what email are you talking about, man? What's the subject of your email? I ain't getting no email. What's your subject? E, what's the subject? I'm about to wrap this shit up. What's the subject, E? Yeah, they'll lick that motherfucker up and down.